Up new fields to others, but most important, will keep alive to all and for all time what can really never die: the many moods of.
Turn into WONY 90.9 on the outside. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
What if you were wearing something sexy? What if you were drinking? What if you made the first move? No matter what, sexual assault is never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, reminding you it's never your fault.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 2nd, join the Activities Council to make spring-themed arts and crafts in Hunt Union International Lounge at 8 p.m. On Tuesday, March 3rd, from 12:30 to 5 p.m., donate your used clothes to the Red Dragon Thrift Shop in Hunt Union next to Starbucks. Trivia Tuesday is happening at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater at Hunt Union. Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Focus. I need the stars to get it. Hello, everyone. You are officially tuned in to LFM every Tuesday at 4. I'm so excited. That song was Refresh by Sebastian Tellier. I kind of figured that we would start with the rotation song that I have to play before I would get talking, because today there's going to be a lot of explaining these songs, because on Thursday we open our showing of the play Stupid Effing Bird, directed by Andrew Call, in the Fine Arts Building in the Hamblin Theater. Highly, highly recommend you should get your tickets. If you are a student, it is free for you, and I think it is $5 for general public. So invite your friends, invite your family. It's so much fun, and I can't wait to show it to you. So I have created a playlist with my cast's help, with songs that we feel best describes our character and just songs that have to do with birds in general. And so to better understand it and to get you excited, I thought I would play the songs and explain them a little bit to help get everyone excited for opening night on Thursday. So I have a lot of talking to do, so I don't want to ramble that much. So without further ado, I know I just said so many times, I'm so sorry. Let's start with Moon Song by Phoebe Bridgers, which was chosen by Lindsay, who plays the character Mosh. Then we'll do For No One by the Beatles, which was chosen by Dan, who plays Conrad, the main character of Stupid Effing Bird. You follow Conrad through all of his emotions and his deterioration throughout the show. Highly recommend you come see it. Then we're going to do Little Birdie, which is technically from A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, but it's, I don't know, it's just a cute little birdie song. We're starting very gentle and slow, and we're going to work our way up to the more intense ones. And then I think we'll hit Loving Cup by the Rolling Stones, which was chosen by Sean, who plays the character Dr. Eugene Sorn. And that character is my character's older brother. He's very old, very wise, so borderline alcoholic. So I think without further ado, let's start with Moon Song by Phoebe Bridgers. This is what Lindsay chose for the character Mosh.
Until I cried. Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears. Cried for no one, a love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. Nothing, no sign of love behind the tears. Cried for no one, a love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears. Cried for no one, a love that should have lasted years. And your friend then likes to show.
That was Loving Cup by the Rolling Stones, chosen by Sean for his character. Next, I think I'm going to do Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac, which was chosen by Zoe for the character Nina, who is Conrad's girlfriend. Then I'm probably going to say this wrong, and Jaden is listening, so if I say this wrong, feel free to correct me. Then we're going to play Georgie Porgy by Toto, which Jaden chose for his character of Doyle Tregoran. And then I think we're going to do a little Birds Don't Sing by TV Girl, which isn't any one specific song, but it is a song about birds, and I absolutely love TV Girl. I don't know your plans for tomorrow, but if you're free at 2 p.m. tomorrow, I have a podcast with my friend Lucas, Stereotypes, every Wednesday at 2. And to keep the ball rolling, we're going to invite people from the cast onto our podcast to talk about the show before opening night and get everyone excited and talk about what to look forward to, where to sit, all the ins and outs. I'm so uber excited. And I will remind you of this again later, so there will be a quiz on this. Next, we're going to keep it going with Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac, chosen by Zoe for the character of Nina.
Underground, where to flow, that I love. you want it all along now, isn't it? I think that all you ever really ever wanted was a reason to complain. That never stopped you before. Don't let it get in your way. Those are her words, not mine.
Was Birds Don't Sing by TV Girl. I really hope you're enjoying the playlist so far. If you're not, it was made by my cast, not me. Next, we're getting to the end of all the character songs, which isn't that kind of crazy? It's such a small cast. I love my little 7-person cast. I love them all so, so much. Next, we're going to play Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield, which was chosen by Chris for his character Dev, which is the most perfect song choice I've ever heard. It's so good. Wow. And then I chose the song Perfect Celebrity by Lady Gaga for my character of Emma. It was between this one and Breaking Dishes by Rihanna, which there's a scene for why I would have chosen that song, but I feel like Perfect Celebrity encapsulates her entire personality. And then we'll see where we are time-wise because I have 3 more songs, but we might only have time for 2. I don't know. So, without further ado, let's keep it going with Jesse's Girl, chosen by Chris for the character Dev.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is
Okay, that one was very loud. I'm so sorry for that, but I love that song. I also realized I never fully explained what Stupid Effing Bird was. It is a play by Aaron Posner. Hope I said that right. It's an adaptation of Chekhov's The Seagull. It explores, I'm reading this off of Google, it explores unrequited love, the agonizing pursuit of art, and the disappointment of growing up through seven characters struggling with romantic and creative dissatisfaction in a modern setting. Yeah, hope you got that. For tomorrow, I'm going to have Lindsay, who plays Mosh, and Dan, who plays Conrad, on the podcast with me and Lucas to talk about the show and everything in between about it. And to my cast who is listening, this is your invitation. If you call the Wony phone, we can talk to you over air and you can be included in the conversation. And that is tomorrow at 2, every Wednesday at 2, Stereotypes with Lucas and Alyssa. Next, I don't really know what I want to play. I'm kind of stuck. I have Three Little Birds by Bob Marley, Hot Wings, I Want a Party, which is from the movie Rio, which I absolutely have to play that song. I love that song. But then also, I'm Like a Bird by Nelly, I don't know how to pronounce her name. So I think, I don't really know. I'm Like a Bird is being played a lot for this show, so maybe I'll be different. I'll dare to be different and do Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. I think that's what I'm going to do. I really hope you're enjoying. Sorry, I just sniffed right into the microphone. I really hope you're enjoying this. We are almost to the end of my show today. Thank you so much for everyone who is tuning in. I hope you all got your tickets to see Stupid Effing Bird on Thursday or Friday, Saturday or Sunday. I'll stop talking your ear off. Here's Three Little Birds by Bob Marley.
Don't worry about a thing. Worry. want a song. I want a party. I want a song. I want a party. Just like a bird.
Bird.
Oh yeah, you're right. So let me fly just like a rocket. Fly so high where I need to come down for oxygen.
Hey.
Cause once we started, baby, ain't no stopping then.
Hey.
Cause I just wanna live my life and party.
Hey.
All I want is to be free and rock my body.
Okay.
And around the world and I wanna live my life. And Samba master. Who shouts sound for my ghetto blaster? You dance fast, but I dance faster. You too slow, you need to catch up. You can dance and dance.
I had to play that song. I'm so sorry. I actually just had to. So that concludes the end of my show. Actually, I kind of timed that kind of perfectly. I am going to skedaddle because I do have quite a bit to do. I have some assignments I have to do, but I don't think I'm going to do that yet. I'm going to do that after my rehearsal tonight. We have a dress rehearsal. I think I'm going to go mess with my hair, see what I can do with that, maybe mess around with makeup. I'm not entirely sure. I hope you all got your tickets. I hope you're all tuning in tomorrow at 2 for our special guests on our podcast. Yeah, I don't really have any dinner plans. I always tell you my dinner plans, but I don't really have anything right now. I'm just going to probably eat whatever's left over. I have like soup and stuff like that. I'll probably eat that. I don't really know. Yeah, that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed this episode, if you will. I know I enjoyed it. I love when I get recommendations and help from other people for my songs that I play on my show. So if you have any recommendations, please send them my way. And yeah, I think that's it for me. I think I'm gonna go. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. I hope you have a good week. I hope to see you at the show Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get your tickets. If you do it on a laptop, you can pick the exact seat that you will be sitting in. So yeah, that's me. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm gonna skedaddle. Yeah, keep it locked, everyone. Bye.
when I was small. Like a picking up to the market eating the show. Like a picking up, like a been working all day, it's getting insane, you're on my mind. Wake up, that thing's got dripping on me, I'm purified. Ain't nobody like you, need your body, I turn a compromise. Cause you're all that I see, you're all that I see, you're all that I see. Like, thinking of the fidgety clothes on my bedroom floor. Like, thinking of the patch one time, but I want some more. Like, thinking of the money in the ignition. Like, thinking of, like, been working all day, it's getting insane, you're on my mind. Wake up, that thing's like dripping on me, I'm terrified. Ain't nobody like you, need your body, I turn my compromise. Cause you're all that I see, you're all that I see, you're all that I see. Like, thinking of, thinking of.
Bye. wow. That was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you really know where you're getting your news from? Now, you might say you're a Wall Street Journal reader, or that the New York Post is what's got your attention. Maybe you check out Fox News to get your updates. But what if I told you that those three publications are all owned by the same company? How about I add on to that and let you know that just six mega corporations own 90% of all media sources in America? Just six. All it takes is